Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
At the moment, 4 million people around the world receive antiretroviral drugs. There's another 5 million who need them but don't get them. The WHO recommendations on when to start treatment for HIV would mean an extra 3 to 5 million people would be added to that waiting list. The WHO wants people who have HIV to start drugs before their immune systems get so weak they start displaying symptoms. A study recently published in the medical journal The Lancet showed starting treatment at the newly recommended level could increase survival by nearly 70%. It would also add significantly to the cost on healthcare systems. In South Africa, which has one of the biggest HIV burdens in the world, currently fewer than half of the people who should be receiving HIV drugs get them. Poor health infrastructure is a common problem for nearly all developing countries. Putting HIV-positive people on drugs earlier would significantly reduce the cost to health systems of treating opportunistic infections, illnesses which take hold while the immune system is weak. It would also greatly improve life expectancy of HIV patients, with repercussions for families and the workforce. The WHO is still working out how much it would cost countries to improve their treatment regimes, but it won't be cheap.